A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Megillah Daf Tes, Megillah 9a, pagination page 17. The last third of the page at the end of a line, Ma'aseh B'Talmai HaMelech. There's a story with Talmi, the king, the Greek kingdoms were divided between the northern Syrian kingdom, which was the story of Hanukkah we had with them, and the southern Egyptian kingdom, which is this story, which is related to the fast day of Asara B'Teves. And the story goes like this. Kine Shivim Ushnayim Zikenim. He gathered 72 elders, leaders, scholars of the Jewish people. Ve'echnisam b'shivim u'shnayim batim, and he put them into 72 different homes, tents. Ve'logila lohem amal kinson, and he didn't tell them why he was gathering them. Ve'nichnas etzel kol echad ve'echad, and then he went individually into each room. Ve'omal lohem, and he told them, kisvu li toras Moshe Rabchem. Write for me, translated into Greek, the Torah of Moshe, your Rebbe. And obviously he was wondering if he could trip them up. And what would he find? But the greater goal over here was to take this mystique, secret book of Torah with all of its depth and with all of the experience of connecting with Hashem, and to reduce it to a library book. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lev Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Hashem placed in the heart of each one Eitza, a solution, a wise approach. V'Eskimu Kulan L'Das Achas, and they all agreed to adjust the translation in a specific way, so that it wouldn't cause trouble or misunderstandings. And the Gemara is going to explain that they adjusted certain things. For example, v'kasfulo, they wrote for him, Elokim bara bereshis. Instead of writing bereshis bara Elokim in the beginning, Hashem created, they wrote Hashem created in the beginning, because they didn't want him reading it and saying, oh, so there's something called bereshis, which created Hashem. And in order to avoid the typical things which they anticipated, they all adjusted the translation in the same way. It was considered a great miracle. There's a bad joke, which they say, that if you put the 72 scholars in different tents, and they all deviate in the same way, so that's a miracle. But if you would put them all in the same room, and they would agree to the same adjustments, that would be an even a bigger miracle. But joking aside, it was considered a great moment that their translations into another language, into Greek, was in consonance one with the other. But it was also considered a very sad day, because the Jewish people were up in this battle with Greek culture, in which the Greeks wanted to downgrade the Judaism and the spirituality. And they wanted to quantify everything according to physical wisdom, mathematics, science, everything that can be quantifiable. And if it can't be quantified, then they're not sure it exists. And the Jewish people understood their relationship with Hashem as a reality. And when they were forced to translate the sacred Torah into Greek and reduce it to a library book, they considered that a very sad day, and it is one of the reasons that we fast on Asara B'Teves. Question that one might ask is, why in fact did the original Torah, the Torah that we have, forgetting about this translation, But why does the Torah write Bereshis Bara Elokim? If, in fact, it would just read smoother and leave less room for idol worship theory, if you'd write Elokim Bara Bereshis, Hashem is the one who created. And the answer, of course, is that Torah is not really written for Avodah Zarah contemplating people. The Torah has a much greater and a more important agenda, which is to share Hashem's truth with those who are interested in hearing it. And there's so many secrets in Torah, and the words were designed in such a way that those secrets that Hashem wants to share are more important than what some person who wants to be deviant is going to conclude. Just to give a little example, the last letter of Torah from the word Yisrael is a lamed. The first word of Torah is a beis, bereshis. The last letter and the first letter spell lev, heart, which is Rachmana Libaboy. Hashem wants our devotion, Hashem wants our heart. And as a person finishes Chumash, and we know the tradition, as soon as you finish, you start again, so it spells lev, and Hashem wanted it to spell lev. And that's more important than what some idol worshiper is going to think. Another example, the Vilna Gaon, whose expertise in Torah was well known, so he made a comment once that in the first word of Torah, Bereshis, is hidden all of the mitzvahs. If you know how to do it, they're all hidden there. So someone asked him, how is Pidyon HaBen, the redemption of the firstborn, hidden in the word Bereshis? And the Vilna Gaon answered that the letters Bereshis are an acronym for the words Ben Rishon, the first son, Achar Shloshim Yom Tifte, after 30 days, you should redeem him. Bereshis, Beis Resh Aleph Shin Yud Saf. Unfortunately, I don't think they asked the Vilna Gaon all the other mitzvahs, because if he would have answered them all and it would have been recorded, it would make quite a formidable sefer. But it's an example. Hashem had his own agenda and code of how he wanted to create Torah. But when they translated it, Fitalmai, they made sure to translate it in a way that whatever agendas that they had, so that there shouldn't be misunderstandings, there shouldn't be repercussions, different things that they were concerned with would be attended to. On Amud Beis, the Gemara gives another example that the word Arneves, which some people translate as a rabbit, but whatever animal it is, it's a non-kosher animal and it's mentioned in the Torah, Arneves was the same name as Ishto Shel Talmai, Arneves Shema. Her name was Arneves. So they didn't want to write Arneves among the non-kosher animals. And therefore, they switched the word, and they didn't write Arneves. They wrote Seiras Haraglayim, a creature that has short front legs, in order to avoid using the word Arneves. So they had their own diplomacy, their own concerns, and they tried to address them accordingly. Let's take a glance at another one or two examples of these changes. The Gemara says that instead of writing Na'ase Odom, let us make man, they wrote E'ese Odom, I will make man. So that's obvious what they were nervous about, that if Hashem is asking the consent of the Malachim, so it sounds like Shtei Rishuyos, like there are many gods, which the Greeks were very comfortable with. But they didn't want to write that, so they wrote Esa Adam, I will make man. Of course, we can come back and ask, okay, we do believe in one God. Why did Hashem say, Na'ase Adam, let us make man? And who was he talking to? So Chazal tell us that Hashem was teaching us the ways of humility and proper Derech Eretz, that even if you're greater, you speak to those around you, asking their consent and soliciting their opinion. Na'ase Adam, let us proceed now and make man, even though it's totally Hashem's decision. Another example, Vayichal Bayom HaShishi. Instead of writing that Hashem completed Bayom HaShevi'i, all of creation, which would make it sound like he worked on Shabbos, they wrote he finished on the sixth day and he rested on the seventh, which is really a deviation. That's not what it says. But they were worried that he's going to see a contradiction. Rashi in Chumash mentions the fact that it says Vayechal Bayom HaShevi'i, that Hashem finished on the seventh day, and that doesn't seem to match with the fact that he rested on the seventh day. And Rashi gives two answers. One answer is that Hashem was working, so to speak. He continued creation even after the time that a human being would have had to stop before Shabbos, because we can't work down to the last minute because we're human and we would make a mistake. But Hashem knows when Shabbos is, and he's able to work, I don't know, maybe even with Tosefes Shabbos, he's able to work later than we would be allowed to work. And it seems like he's working on Shabbos, so to speak, even though he's for sure not. He just knows more accurately. The other approach, which is the approach that Rashi mentions by us here in the Gemara, is that the world was missing something. It was missing rest. When Shabbos came, Hashem created, by doing nothing, by resting, he created the concept of rest. But again, to explain all this, Tetalmai was not on the radar screen. They needed to provide him with a translation that he could live with. And therefore, they switched it to the way human beings would talk. Vayechal Bayom HaShishi, Hashem finished on the sixth day. And like this, you don't have any kashas that need terutzim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.